Unit 18. Task 2. Listen to Peter Morgan, the director of TextLink, talking to a journalist about the internet. And follow the instructions in your student's book.
Everybody says the internet is really exciting. But what exactly is the internet?
Well, it's a global network of computer networks, which allows users to share all sorts of information and computer resources. The system comprises networks interconnected all over the world, from universities and large corporations to commercial online systems and non-profit organizations.
And how do you connect yourself up to the internet? What do you need?
Well, you just need a PC, a modem, and a telephone line. Not a lot, really.
And is it easy to install a modem?
Oh, yes. You just connect one cable of the modem to the communications port of the computer and the other to the telephone line.
Right. And I imagine you need special software to get online.
Yes, that's right. You need telecommunication software. This enables you to transmit and receive data. To get your internet identity, you have to set up an account with an internet service provider, a commercial company that offers connection for an annual fee.
Do you have to pay a lot of money?
Not really. With a standard internet account, you pay just a few pounds. Of course, you also have to pay your phone bill for the time connected.
Right. And what services are offered by the internet?
It offers services such as email, file transfer, news groups, real-time chats, and information retrieval on the World Wide Web.
The web is the most important part of the internet, isn't it? What is the web?
The web is a huge collection of pages stored on computers all over the world. Web pages contain all sorts of information in the form of text, pictures, sounds, and video. They also have links to other resources on the net.
Okay, right. Thanks very much, Mr. Morgan. You've been very helpful.